And on this Monday morning, we're going to follow up on last year's attacks on the Indian city of Mumbai. You'll recall that 6 months ago, militants sailed from Pakistan, stormed into Mumbai, and went on a rampage that killed more than 160 people. The attacks caused a crisis in relations between two nuclear-armed nations. India froze peace talks with Pakistan and is still pressing Pakistan to track down the masterminds. Now, Indian authorities do have one important lead, a young man captured during the attacks who they say was the only gunman to survive. For weeks now, that man has been on trial, and the case has emotions running high. NPR's Philip Reeves reports.
One of Asia's most notorious jails is preparing for another morning in the limelight. Armed policemen mill around outside its heavily fortified gates. The streets are choked with battered police vans and metal barricades. TV cameramen are beginning to arrive. There's a buzz of excitement, even among the sidewalk stalls selling sweet tea and buttermilk to passers-by. This is Arthur Road Jail, the oldest prison in Mumbai. It is, says journalist Nikhil Dixit, a lock-up with a history.
All top shots from the underworld were at some point of time, they were inmates of this jail. There are small-time robbers, the topmost gangsters, everything, all types of criminals one can see.
Yet no one's ever seen anything quite like what's now underway inside the jail. Deep within its walls, the trial's taking place of a young Pakistani called Muhammad Ajmal Amir Kasab. The charges include waging war on India and multiple murders. Prosecutors say he's part of Lashkar-e-Taiba, a Pakistan-based militant group suspected of links with Al-Qaeda, so security's particularly tight.
There's a huge, very huge, sturdy iron gate. Once it opens, it's like a majestic gate opening. You see these barracks.
Torul Varia has covered every day of the trial for the Indian TV news channel CNN-IBN.
Once you go straight past these barracks, now there's a bomb-proof, chemical-proof roof corridor. And this is specially been constructed for the security of Muhammad Ajmal Amir Kasab. There's an entire bomb-proof, chemical-proof alloy construction around the entire building of the jail where Kasab has been housed.
Kasab's in solitary confinement. That fortified corridor, Varia mentions, connects his cell to a special court set up inside the prison for this trial. There, a judge awaits him. There's no jury trial in India. And also dozens of extremely inquisitive Indian journalists. Varia says Kasab seems as interested in the journalists as they are in him.
Throughout, whenever he's not in the court, he's in seclusion. Remember, in seclusion, he doesn't have anything to do. Nothing to see, nothing, no one to talk to. All he has got is some few books and the Quran to read. So every time he comes out into public, he seems to be an excited youth.
This is what Kasab is accused of being part of. A bloody rampage through Mumbai in late November by 10 militants who arrived by sea from Pakistan. By the time they'd finished, more than 160 people were dead, including six Americans.
I was quite rattled in the beginning. I didn't really know how to come to terms with it, having been fortunate enough to have survived the attack while there were a few people on that same floor as me who I later found out had died.
Bisham Mansukhani was inside Mumbai's Taj Mahal Palace Hotel when some of the gunmen stormed in, beginning a siege that lasted several days. Mansukhani had gone there for a wedding reception and ended up being trapped for hours. He's been struggling with his emotions ever since.
The trauma quickly just turned to, I guess, a mix of cynicism and anger over the way my country or the administration has actually dealt with the whole issue, be it the dilly-dallying and prevarication over assertive action against Pakistan or the whole jumbling of the trial of Kasab, who frankly should have been dispatched a long time ago.
Prosecutors say they caught Kasab red-handed. They have pictures of him, including images broadcast around the world of a fresh-faced youth brandishing a machine gun inside a railway station where dozens of people were mown down. That's one reason Mansukhani thinks the trial's a waste of money and will only encourage others planning attacks on India. Journalist Nikhil Dixit says many Indians feel the same way.
They're saying that just hang him, that's about it. Don't waste taxpayers' money.
The trial was delayed for weeks because no lawyer could be found to defend Kasab. Eventually, the court appointed a government attorney, Anjali Waghmare. She says she agreed because she thinks everyone has the right to defend themselves in court. It's a matter of principle. She was soon taken off the case over a technicality, but not before she'd had a nasty experience, as she explained, sitting in an entrance hall to one of Mumbai's courts.
They came in my house with intent to attack me.
By they, she means hardline Hindu activists who objected to Kasab having a trial, let alone a lawyer. She says they threw rocks at her home, terrifying her 10-year-old son.
My whole house was surrounded with all these people, protesters, and they were just using vulgar languages and all.
Abbas Kasmi is the lawyer now representing Kasab. He says he's also at risk of attack.
That is why a Z security has been provided to me 24 hours a day. People don't understand, and as I said, this has an international ramification. So, you know, I'm at risk from all the quarters.
Kasmi says some of those people who don't understand include members of his private Mumbai social club. They're now trying to have him thrown out. Kasmi won't discuss details of the trial, but he says he's not happy about the conditions in Kasab's cell.
There is no fresh air or an ray of light passing through his cell. Of course, there may be electricity. The latrine is also inside his cell. The stink is going to his head.
Kasab recently requested for some scent to mask that smell. India's media was outraged. It's following every step of the case.
Right now, Special Court Judge M.L. Tahiliani, hearing the 2611 case, has summoned its first witness in the terror attack.
The reporters in the court seem fascinated just by the sight of this young South Asian who looks like a college student. Toral Varia of CNN IBN is keeping a close eye on Kasab.
I think he's a very moody guy. I've seen his moods change from excitement to funny, to boredom, to sleepy, to interested, to curious, to angry, and sulking.
Kasab can expect many more days in court and many more mood swings. The case is expected to continue for some months. For his lawyer, Abbas Kasmi, that means continuing to have security guards accompanying him everywhere he goes. Kasmi says it's worth it.
This case has international ramification. It is being globally watched. And we want to prove to the world that, you know, we are a civilized nation and we give a fair trial even to a so-called terrorist.
If found guilty, Kasab could be hanged. Philip Reeves, NPR News.